Chapter 4, Screening Deals. Getting the property's details. When you click on a property for sale, you'll be taken to its property details page, like this. On this page, you'll be able to find everything you need to make your offer on the property. At the top is the property details, which lists the case number, the bidder type, the property is available for, the bid deadline, and time left to submit a bid that specific day. On this page, you will also find the picture of the property, and typically there will be multiple pictures as well, which helps you to get a feel of the condition of the property. There are also several tabs on this page, and each one has a lot of information. The first and default tab that comes up when clicking on a specific property from the search results is the Property Info tab. Below is a detailed description of some of the items you will find on this page. What's the as-is value? This gives you, the listing agent or appraiser's, idea of what the house is currently worth. The first thing I do is compare the difference between the as-is value and the list price. What is the list price? Is it close to the as-is value, or is it already far below it? See if the price has been reduced already or not since it has been on the market, or if they started out low. How many days it has been listed? Is it now available for investors to bid on? Has the listing period been extended? Keep in mind that although you can begin to bid at 30 days, some people wait and only bid on properties 60 days or older. The biggest price discounts typically happen around 90 days, as HUD's strategy is to continue dropping prices until they are eventually sold. What is the repair escrow? The repair escrow is the estimate made by the field service manager on what it would cost to get the house in decent shape again. Typically, there will be a property condition report attached to the addendum section where you can look further into the details of the repairs needed. Scroll through all the pictures of the property available. Try to get a feel for its curb appeal. Does it look good from the outside? There may be little things you will need to do that aren't listed in the PCR. Is it eligible for FHA financing or 203K loan? These are important questions if you plan on getting those types of financing yourself, if you will be purchasing a HUD property to live in. Keep in mind, too, that after fixing it up, some buyers you will be selling to may want or need to get an FHA loan. Addendums. In the Addendums tab, you will find other disclosures and attachments that you will need to know before making your offer or to include while submitting it. These are helpful for double-checking that you have signed everything correctly. If there are any changes to the forms and what they mean, you will hear about it here first. There is even a sample investor's package you can look at. It shows how to fill in all the paperwork that you will need to take care of in the event your bid is successful. Estimating repairs. Check out the Property Condition Report, PCR, and note each of the line items on it. Look for items that are not functional and will have to be repaired or replaced. Do the same for missing items. If a sink is missing, it will be noted here. It gets pretty detailed. Also, refer to the photos to get a feel for other things the house might need, like paint and carpet. These are often not mentioned in the PCR, but are items that will need to be done to please potential buyers or tenants down the road. Your exit strategy will guide you when estimating repairs to make too. For example, you might be able to get away with shampooing a carpet that has a few spots here and there if you plan to rent the house to tenants instead of fixing it up and retailing it to a new homeowner. Today's qualified retail buyers are fewer, so if you plan on selling the house to someone who is going to live in it, you will probably need to go with fresh paint and new carpet, something neutral for the walls and floor, and white semi-gloss or gloss for the indoor trim. I just plan on having to paint every house we buy. The photos will also alert you to things like a yard that needs attention. With the photos and the repair estimate available to you online, There isn't a lot of need to go see the house in person. If you did, it would be to confirm what you have already determined from all of the details on the website. In other words, save yourself time and gas money. Make a tentative offer based on what you ascertain about the home online. You'll have 2 business days after it is accepted to go see it or have someone else go see it and confirm your numbers before your contract and deposit has to get to the local HUD office. Maps section. Viewing the property in Google Maps is also helpful to get a feel of how far a drive it is from you and what kind of neighborhood it's in. Homes in neighborhoods typically sell faster than more rural homes, but don't let that stop you. Just factor in the rural house taking a few months longer to sell if you will be fixing it up to retail to an owner-occupant. You can also see what part of town it's in. Is it in a war zone with homes that are falling apart? Is it in a high crime area? What schools are nearby? And could they be a selling point? Agent info. In the agent info tab, you will find contact information for the various parties responsible for this home, as shown in the screenshot on the following page. The asset manager is the HUD contractor responsible for the sale of the property. They are the ones who will receive the bid and accept or reject it, although the extent of their actual involvement in this as opposed to a computer accepting or rejecting offers automatically is up for debate. My guess is they don't get a lot of say in it, but rather than trying to figure out how they do what they do, I say make an offer that works for you and see what happens. The field service manager is responsible for maintaining the property. He takes care of the day-to-day maintenance, such as making sure the lawn is mowed, winterizing and unwinterizing, taking care of the carpet, sometimes but not often, keeping the power on, etc. The listing agent was hired by the asset manager to assist with the marketing of the home. You can make offers through them if you like. Just contact them using the phone number and email address they provide. They will simply submit your offer online at www.hudhomestore.com. Digging deeper. If you have done all the following and feel like this property is going to be a good candidate for investment or flipping, the next step is to dig deeper into getting details about the house. If you can find out with the high assurance the things you need to know from just the property details page, the most important being time on the market, price history, and repair estimates, then that is ideal. Good signs of a potential deal. Needs repairs. The more the better. Price lowered. The lower the better. Days on market. The longer the better. But if you aren't sure, I suggest copying and pasting the property address into a Google search bar and see what comes up. Sometimes you will find the property listed on other websites, and these web pages will occasionally have more information about it than you could get from HUD's site. Look for search results on these sites, as they will have a lot of information about the property. Realtor.com, Zillow.com, Hotpads.com, and Trulia.com. They will be the ones that come up near the top of the search results anyway. Sometimes these sites will have more photos of the house that aren't found elsewhere. This might affect your repair estimation. For example, HUD may have pulled the old stinky carpet out of the house already, but did not replace it with new carpet. If this is the case, then your carpet replacement cost will not be as high. See what I mean? Always try to get a better view of the house's interiors. You might not have noticed this unless you saw more recent photos posted on a different website. You can always find comps that previous agents have pulled of similar nearby houses that have recently sold. The same goes for similar listings of current properties. These can help you estimate the current market value. And sometimes you'll see that the home was listed previously at a higher price, which can clue you in that the price is now reduced, which sometimes not reflected on HUD's website. What if I can't find anything? If your Google search does not come up with any helpful websites like the above, try again, but this time take out some of the information, like the word drive or DR period for drive. You can also put quotations around the property address, such as quotation mark 123 Magnolia Drive quotation mark, to only find results showing those three words in that exact order. Or try removing the city, state from the property address, as there is a lot of stuff online with cities and states mentioned. So if you exclude them, you'll get fewer results, but hopefully you'll get more of exactly what you're looking for. If you do a search without listing the city or state, make sure you are looking at the correct property when looking at your search results pages.